You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's Friday, August 25th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, the myth of open source AI. A new analysis shows that open source AI tools like Llama 2 are still controlled by big tech companies in a number of ways. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. ChatGPT made it possible for anyone to play with powerful artificial intelligence, but the inner workings of the world-famous chatbot remain a closely guarded secret. In recent months, however, efforts to make AI more open seem to have gained momentum. In May, someone leaked a model from Meta called Llama, which gave outsiders access to its underlying code as well as the weights that determine how it behaves. Then, this July, Meta chose to make an even more powerful model called Llama 2, available for anyone to download, modify, and reuse. Meta's models have since become an extremely popular foundation for many companies, researchers, and hobbyists building tools and applications with ChatGPT-like capabilities. We have a broad range of supporters around the world who believe in our open approach to today's AI. Researchers committed to doing research with the model, and people across tech, academia, and policy who see the benefits of Llama and an open platform as we do, Meta said when announcing Llama 2. This morning, Meta released another model, Llama 2 Code, that is fine-tuned for coding. It might seem as if the open-source approach, which has democratized access to software, ensured transparency, and improved security for decades, is now poised to have a similar impact on AI. Not so fast, say a group behind a research paper that examines the reality of Llama 2 and other AI models that are described in some way or another as open. The researchers from Carnegie Mellon University and AI Now Institute and the Signal Foundation say that models that are branded open may come with catches. Llama 2 is free to download, modify, and deploy, but it is not covered by a conventional open-source license. Meta's license prohibits using Llama 2 to train other language models, and it requires a special license if a developer deploys it in an app or service with more than 700 million daily users. This level of control means that Llama 2 may provide significant technical and strategic benefits to Meta, for example, by allowing the company to benefit from useful tweaks made by outside developers when it uses the model in its own apps. Models that are released under normal open-source licenses, like GPT-Neo from the nonprofit Eleuther AI, are more fully open, the researchers say. But it is difficult for such projects to get on an equal footing. First, the data required to train advanced models is often kept secret. Second, software frameworks required to build such models are often controlled by large corporations. The two most popular ones, TensorFlow and PyTorch, are maintained by Google and Meta, respectively. Third, computer power required to train a large model is also beyond the reach of any normal developer or company, typically requiring tens or hundreds of millions of dollars for a single training run. And finally, the human labor required to finesse and improve these models is also a resource that is mostly only available to big companies with deep pockets. The way things are headed, one of the most important technologies in decades could end up enriching and empowering just a handful of companies, including OpenAI, Microsoft, Meta, and Google. If AI really is such a world-changing technology, then the greatest benefits might be felt if it were made more widely available and accessible. What our analysis points to is that openness not only doesn't serve to democratize AI, Meredith Whitaker, president of Signal and one of the researchers behind the paper, tells me. Indeed, we show that companies and institutions can and have leveraged open technologies to entrench and expand centralized power. Whitaker adds that the myth of openness should be a factor in such needed AI regulations. We do badly need meaningful alternatives to technology defined and dominated by large monopolistic corporations, especially as AI systems are integrated into many highly sensitive domains with particular public impact, in healthcare, finance, education, and the workplace, she says. Creating the conditions to make such alternatives possible is a project that can coexist with and even be supported by regulatory movements such as antitrust reforms. Beyond checking the power of big companies, making AI more open could be crucial to unlock the technology's best potential and avoid its worst tendencies. If we want to understand how capable the most advanced AI models are and mitigate risks that could come with deployment and further progress, it may be better to make them open to the world's scientists. Just as security through obscurity never really guarantees that code will run safely, guarding the workings of powerful AI models may not be the smartest way to proceed. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, how AI could transform email. Checking in on Wired Science, while India's spacecraft landed on the lunar surface, the Russian one collided with it. The mixed record shows that developing a lunar economy won't be easy. And on Wired Security, chatbots got big and their ethical red flags got bigger. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.